Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. I hope everyone is doing well, having a good night, enjoying themselves. Yes. As you can hear, I'm getting my voice back. I'm still working on it. Almost there. But I am feeling so much better, family. Oh, my goodness. So, I, again, want to say thank you, sincere gratitude to all those that said a prayer for me, lit a candle for me, just kept me in their minds and in their hearts, because Lord knows I need it, okay? We all do. We all do. You know, and this is another thing I'm saying, get ready so you don't have, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So, you know, those nightly prayers I'm always talking about, yep, all of those early morning, you know, thank you, God, for opening my eyes this morning, all those prayers, yep, we have to get into our prayers. You can't have enough prayers in the bank, okay? And then, you know, I'm also very, very grateful for those mother prayers, those grandmother prayers, you know, those ancient, not that ancient, but, you know, those prayers that are set into your family. I remember when the boys were little, Solomon always wakes up at the crack of dawn. He still does. And Talib is my night owl. And I would always say, look, make a prayer. If you up, pray for the family, seeing how you up. Make a prayer. And the same with Talib. You know, you're already here. We're already doing this. So, you know, I was like, I'm going to be covered for sure with these two. I got one early. I got one late. So we have to get into the habit of making prayer for ourselves and for our family and our spiritual family, but not to take over that job. You know, everybody got their own responsibilities. If you're grown, it's your responsibility. And for me, I'm like, look, you don't even have to be grown. You know, if you're old enough to know, if you've been exposed, get you some prayers in. So I just want to encourage everybody in the middle of that. I can tell you it's never enough. It's always needed. And you will see the benefits of it. You know, some nights I will go to bed, I'm like, wow. You know, I go through my gratitude list because there's so many things. You know, I remember having the conversation with the short thing. And I was like, you know, there's so many different ways this day could have gone wrong. So many ways. But God chose that, you know, we are to be spared and reset yet another day. And so, you know, so we get to come together and talk about it and really understand, hey, I am a walking miracle. Now, I hope God's not going to have to keep showing me how much of a miracle I am because I need that to slow down. But I know it. And I hope everybody by the sound of my voice knows that God has shown favor by just us being able to have this conversation and all the ones that are coming in the future, okay? So don't get slow on the prayers, you know. And we're going to be doing, okay, so we have the faith walk, which is at every first Sunday. And then there's also going to be prayer warrior class. Why? Because we need some warriors up in here. You know, I got some warriors up in here. I got some people that got that relationship with God, and they're ready to really make something happen in that, right? So let's go ahead and make plans to get into some training, learn some prayers, learn to be diligent. Trust me, if you can make it through a devotion, it's time to start thinking about this prayer warrior. It's time to start thinking about it. We all have our own battles to fight. So everybody needs the skill, but some people have the skill enough for them plus, and that's what we're going to do, right? all of this training, you know. So if you're, you know, if you're there, you should have this training, that training. There should be a couple of places where you exist within the collective, okay? So I really hope everybody's paying attention to that. So, and with all of that, I want to talk about last week's show, 2023, getting started. How are we going to get started? And that was a great show. Took a lot of notes, really wanting myself and everyone else to understand it's easy to get stuck in what you think you're supposed to be doing. You know, I just had a conversation with my baby sister. I said, yeah, I'm having a hard time mentally wrapping my hands around that. Nothing's wrong. It makes perfect sense. I get it. I just mentally haven't accepted all of that. So we spoke about those goals and how to start that first step. How do you get that first leg up? Because that's going to tell you how the rest of everything is supposed to go, right? So I know a lot of these, especially these very early programs, are coming from conversations. You know, I love the first of the year. We're working hard to try to get everything situated. And we're coming from conversations that I've had with some wonderful people. And this one about blew my socks off, okay? This conversation of the cost versus the price. And the conversation was dynamic, and I'm going to try to get you to see what and why this is important, okay? And this is, like, I need you to understand, this, think about your goals as we're having this conversation, okay? Think about things that you've already committed to for this year, all right? Don't take anything for granted this year, number one. Now, should we be taking things for granted anyways? No. But I can tell you, this is not the year to play with. And this is not about manifestation strictly. It's not about just making it happen. You know, sometimes people think about manifestation and they almost treat it like it's like luck. You know, like, oh, it just happened. No. This year, what you put in, that's what you're going to get out. And you're going to have to push for it. You're going to have to really, how bad do you want this? How much work are you willing to do for this? That's what 2023 is going to ask. And she's not asking twice. She's, you know, this is a one-time deal. Hey, what are you willing to do? I hear you got this goal and everything else like that. Think last week when we were speaking and we're building, and we're growing, we're trying to make this happen. Think about some of the things that get us stuck. One thing I know, you know, if you've had a goal more than once or twice, what happens? You get used to it. You don't put that much energy forward. Sometimes you start to even think, oh, I'm not going to be able to make this goal. Maybe I have to take this down. Maybe it'll just never get achieved. So when we're fighting with goals, difficult goals, we have to make sure that if we need help, we get it. We need to really assess the goal and see if that's even still a good idea. Do that. You know, we have to really begin to spend the time and energy making sure that we are have the ability to achieve our goals, right? This is where the cost comes in, all right? The price is what's on the shelf. So when the shelf says, all right, so to live on your own, right? I'm going to stop saying that. To live on your own and to pay rent, $800 is the price, right? $800 is the price, but that's not the full cost. And this is where I think most people have a difficult time in life. Because people will say, I've paid the price. And I'm like, yeah, you paid the price, but you didn't pay the cost. And the cost is what's owed. So, okay, I'm going to try to get this apartment $800. That does not include, though, the wonderful administration fee. That's $100. That does not include going and looking at the place and the gas you spent. You know, so you spent $10 in gas going over there twice to look at the apartment. You took 2 hours off of work each time to go look at it, part of the cost. You said no to this other house because you want this apartment. That's called opportunity cost. That's part of the cost. So if you see, it says the price is $800. But when you start adding up all these other things that go into it, then you begin to see the cost. So even though the apartment is $800, that first month you may have spent $1,500, $1,600 because you were paying the cost of getting it, the cost of applying, the cost of saying no to everything else. There's a cost to everything. And you have to be willing to pay the cost, not just the price. And it can be very misleading as to what the full cost is. No one tells you the full cost. No one tells you the full cost. They want to hook you on what? The price. And you'll sit there and you'll be like, okay, I can pay the price. But what about the cost? And everything has a cost. In a relationship, to say we're ready, we've been doing this for a minute, it's time to get serious or get on, okay? So the price is I have to commit to this one person. That's the price. What's the cost? You know, like Mama Seven, you know, relationships will cost money. You know, sometimes they do cost money, but they cost other things along the way. So the price is I have the opportunity. I love to spend time with just one person. The cost is everybody else in the world that all of a sudden is going to want to be your friend. That's the cost. Oh, it's so rude. It's so rude. The cost is it's time to learn how to just be in this one relationship. This is part of the cost. The cost of a good relationship may be emotional. You have to spend emotional time. That's always a hard one for me. Oh, I don't want to be emotional. I don't have to be vulnerable. I don't have to, but that's part of the cost of being in this relationship. You know, part of the cost of being in a relationship may be now you have to do step-parent duties. That's part of the cost. See, we always focus on the price, but that's not the full cost. And so we have to really begin to understand, do you want this? And are you willing to pay the cost? Now I know you're like, Mama Seven, what does this have to do with a wonderful approach? It has everything to do with a wonderful approach. Everything. Because you think, okay, what's the price to be in a wonderful approach, around a wonderful approach, whatever. What's the price? I'm like, oh, no, there's no price. You don't have to pay anything. You know, the water is free. Devotions are free. You know, you don't have to pay anything. But there's a cost. There's not a price. So what is the cost, okay? What are we doing to build our spirituality? What are all the things that you have to sacrifice in order to pay the full cost? So it depends on who you are. It depends on what you're doing. It depends on what you need. It depends on what you came in with. Part of the cost may be I have to make a commitment to prayer and to study. If you're in a wonderful approach, been around, hang out, whatever, you make that call. You have to pay that cost. And you're like, but Mama said, you just said it was free. It is free. It doesn't cost you money. But it does cost work. You're going to have to study. You're going to have to learn those prayers. You're going to have to work on, like, okay, I'll spend whatever time you need learning the prayers. Okay, I get it. That's something I wanted to do anyways. Wonderful. You're going to have to work on your character. What do you mean? You have to work on your character. Whatever little character things you got to work on, you know, and I can be transparent. It's all about me. That temper, my temper and mouth, I had to work on those things. You know, there's some that I tell you, you know, Mama Seven wasn't always so sweet and nurturing with her word. There's a time I was like, hey, drill sergeant, boom, 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 boom. And then I was told that wasn't necessarily wonderful. So I was like, okay. But that was a cost. I had to work on myself to say, I want to be wonderful. I want to be part of that wonderful approach. So what is the cost? What did you do? What did you have to give up? You know, we don't have to go and point fingers and nothing like that. But, you know, those things like I remember when I pledged, I had one of my sorority sisters, and she pledged beside me, not ahead of me, beside me. She had no more pull or clout than I had. And I remember her telling me, ladies don't drink. And I looked at her like, mind your business. Ain't nobody asking you nothing. And she reminded me, ladies don't drink. And so what she was asking me is, you know, the price of the sorority, I already paid my price. I already did my line. I already got in, had my brand, I'm ready. But part of the cost was to put on a certain appearance of finer womanhood. And I had to make a decision if I was going to pay that cost. You know, there were a number of costs paid. So here we are, part of a wonderful approach, working on ourselves, working on our relationship with God and with Spirit. And so my question is, what is the cost? And has it been difficult for you to pay it? What's the cost? Come devotions, you know, things get real hectic. Everybody's fasting and trying to make these sacrifices. And so the question comes in, are you willing to pay this cost? All, you know, if you able body, and it's so interesting because able body has new meaning every year. Every year I work harder and harder to make sure I'm paying my costs and be an example for those. So how are we going to do this spiritually? What are you willing to do? How are you willing to improve yourself in order to really, really move past the cost? And there is financial cost too. Tampa ain't around the corner. Tampa's not around the corner. These whites, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I found a white shirt today, you would have thought I hit the lottery. I was like, oh, thank goodness. I was looking for you. Where have you been? You know, there is a cost to everything we do. There's a sacrifice that has to be made. And so my question is, how are you doing with that sacrifice? What cost did you say, okay, I recognize I have to change this. You know, I hear often, oh, Mama Seven, I know I've grown because, and all I hear is I'm able to pay a cost that I wasn't able to pay before. I'm able to be aware of a cost. I have to make a sacrifice. What I'm doing now requires a sacrifice of, you know, I may have to let go of my sugar. I don't eat a lot of sugar, and I've been working on it. So I got to take it even further. I got to go and work on this diet, and not even a diet of not eating food. I got to eat more food. I'm like, what? I'll eat later. I'll eat when I'm busy. I'm busy right now. I can't do it. I'm traveling right now. I don't want to do it. And, you know, and then after being busy, after traveling, then there comes the reality. I just don't want to do it. That's the reality. I just don't want to. But are you willing to pay the cost for a healthy, wonderful life? Or are you going to stay kind of in your shell and not grow and not develop, not? No, I'm not. So I would love to hear, press one if you want to speak, but I would love to hear some costs that people maybe didn't even know about originally when they decided, okay, I'm going to get into this spiritual life. I'm going to really apply myself. I'm going to, you know, make the change, whatever your change was, because everyone made a change. Even if you grew up in a culture, there was still a change. That change may be from childhood to adulthood when you're saying, okay, I'm going to represent better, I'm going to do this better, whatever. I would love to hear about some costs that you weren't aware of. And I'll share some that I've seen in my lifetime and have had to make myself. So, you know, press one. And the words that we share here, they're here to help others that may be charged with that same cause and really didn't realize it or know what they were supposed to do with that reality, okay? So one thing that I've seen slash I've heard slash I've experienced, one cost of living in this spiritual life is I'm going to say what I've seen is the loss of friends or people that you thought were your friends. You will realize very quickly that these whites make people uncomfortable. You will realize very quickly that everybody in your family not cool with those little magical beads you got around your neck that we call alekes. You will realize that some of your coworkers may start avoiding you on Wednesday when you come in there looking like a goddess or god, and they're comfortable with a certain level of expression out of you, right? So the loss of friends is something, and I don't want there to have to be a checklist where you're like, okay, this happened, so I must be living a spiritual life. I don't want necessarily that. But if you ask the number of people, that is going to come up. It's unfortunate. I don't like it, but it's true. It's true. There's nothing you could even do about it because chances are the people that you lost as friends, you didn't need them in your life anyways. They weren't part of that chapter in your life. So, I mean, I have shed tears. I'm like, oh me, I can't believe it. They just won't talk to me no more, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, everybody doesn't make it to this top with you. Everyone doesn't come with you. And so it was a sacrifice that I didn't voluntarily make, but it was made for me, but I understood later. Okay? So I got a caller that would like to speak. Love callers. Just call and say, hey, whatever, that's fine. But I'd also like to hear this cost, because this is something that I think people would like to act like it doesn't exist. And, you know, with a wonderful approach, we are transparent. We got to call it out. We have to call it out. We got to be honest with it. So let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing well. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yes. So we're talking cost and we're talking price. So being that, you know, I started out with you, how many years ago? Eight?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember us starting off doing fasting. Now, okay, well, I don't remember us starting off doing fasting. This is a building block situation.
It is
like every
building.
Year it seems like something else gets on, right? So that is something I never ever expected. How about this month I'm voluntarily fasting? I'm not doing it exactly devotion's way because I'm eating whenever I feel like it, but I am giving up my vices. I am, and it's funny because, man, these dreams are ridiculous right now. But and I am voluntarily, it's funny you talk about the prayer, because I'm voluntarily increasing that already with asking Sister Faith for help on that. So she's been helping me with that.
Amen.
That's something I didn't even think of. And the first week was kind of weird because I'm trying to figure out how do I find these minutes of my day, and then I was trying to do it before I go to sleep, and then here we are the next week of the month, and instead of doing them later in the evening, I'm doing it earlier, so I'm finding my rhythm, and I'm feeling better about it, so the confidence is building up. Then you have the price. Now, this is the money I'm talking. You forgot to say candles, because candles ain't cheap either.
No.
Especially if you want them to last for the whole 7 days. Okay.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Then you got your ancestor veneration, because that's something I'm big into. So I'm literally buying foods and stuff for them. And building, you know, unfortunately, I'm going to put it that way, unfortunately building the shrine more, you know, as more people, you know, transition on. And then I don't feel like I've lost friends. However, I know and I have been blindsided by some of the, I would say, I don't want to say the word negativity, but some of the confusion that the person that I'm dating has, like, that would be the only person I would say has given me any negative or funny feeling about my spiritual jewelry, okay?
Yeah.
Other than that,
yeah.
my family and friends are actually coming to me about things that are
awesome.
Really deep level, you know, so I don't feel like that's a bad cost. I feel like I'm showing it. I'm finally seeing, when you say we are an example, I'm finally, like, seeing that.
Amen. Yes.
Your self-respect is a cost because you start to learn things about what you can tolerate, what you can't tolerate, things you didn't know you had the power to do, things you realize you can't do. The control you don't have. There's a lot into it. However, the biggest one for me is still working in my own depression, working in my own negativity when the bad things hit, and knowing you're worthy but not feeling you're worthy because you're not getting blessings that you would easily identify with. Instead, you're getting lessons or you're getting challenges to overcome, and it gets confusing. So that kind of, like, your own mental stability can be a cost. Not saying that you're going to go crazy over it, but just in the journey of it, you can be confused. You can have that doubt come into play.
It should challenge your current understanding. And so, some of the sacrifice you may have to make are some of the things you thought you were right on.
The precision of language, I believe, is another cost because, like you said, your attitude, the way how you go about things, the way how you just put your foot forward the next day, that is something that you have to be more precise in. Like, I'm willing to be obedient to God. So if I'm willing to be obedient to God, then my mouth has got to be better, even when my things I'm hearing isn't better. Like, the things that could come into my mind might not be all that great, but my response to it can't be how I was back before I met Mama Seven. Let me get it accurate. Back before I met Sister Seven. So there's a lot to go into it. But because my determination, my faith, and my commitment is so real, even when I feel like it's not paying off, even when I feel like I'm not getting a blessing I asked for, I'm not manifesting what I want to manifest, like even when those days hit me, I'll tell you, there's been about 4 or 5 different Wednesdays, I was like, I'm not going to fast today. I'm not going to do it. And I end up cooking for my ancestors. I end up putting my whites on. Even if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I put my whites on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I say I'm not going to do it, but I end up doing it. And then I'm like, God, thank you for allowing me to continue this routine. Thank you for allowing me to just get through it, just to, you know, go on and get it done. Because it feels weird not to. That's how ingrained it is. It feels weird not to, even though your brain is like, girl, you know, you just want to chill out. You just want to do something. You know, you want to eat.
I know you're hungry.
Yeah. So, and it felt weird today at 5:30, and I could eat because the sun going down, and I'm like,
I can actually eat. It felt weird.
So, so I want to say those are the things that I can identify as prices and costs. And I'm going to tell you, like I told God today, I'm in it. Like, I'm not playing around. I'm in it. Amen. And just continue to give me the strength, and I will continue to do what I can to be an example.
Amen. That's, you understood the assignment. You got that. That's perfect. And those realities, they'll hit you later, but you get it, and you get stronger in it. Absolutely. Thank you, Sister Melissa. You got that. All right, and I'm going to see you in a little bit.
Yes, you will.
I'm so looking forward. I don't know why I act like that. I be on the road all the time. But I love going to Charlotte. It's just special for me. So much started there. All right, let's see. Phone lines are lit up. I love it. Thanks for sharing. We need to understand that cost and that price. But greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings. Greetings.
Brother Ibrahim, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you for asking. I started to take it off of after Melissa. I started to hit the button again to take it off one. I mean, how do you...
She got it, didn't she? Okay.
You opened it up before I could do that. I mean, I was in contemplating what she was saying.
It's real.
Yeah, that was heavy. That was heavy. Price and I don't know about price. I know what it's cost me. I'm still not certain of the price.
Okay, so the price is, it's supposed to be free. God is all around us. He loves us and everything else like that. That's what the price was. What was the cost? Any surprises for you? What was your cost?
My ego.
Yeah, one of the
my ego. I thought my boo-boo didn't stink, and everybody else seemed to smell it. I don't know how that happened. You know, I came in Mighty Man and left out Mighty Mouse. No, I'm teasing. No, really. It really helped me gain a new perspective of myself. I didn't know how much myself was lied to or disillusioned by just my lower desires, by my earthly self, I guess, if I'm making any sense. So a wonderful approach in the elevation. It helped me begin to see the difference between the two, you know, that there is a spiritual self and there's an earthly self, and that at the expense of the spiritual self, if you want to elevate the spiritual self, that there were sacrifices that the earthly self had to make. And I realized that, began to realize my ego was very much attached to the dunya, to the world.
I remember when I was making, Sister Melissa brought it up, making that transition from Sister Seven to Mama Seven. And it wasn't mm-hmm. something I did overnight. You know, I sat and contemplated and prayed on it for about 6 months. And mm-hmm. The reason why wasn't that I didn't feel ready, but I wanted to completely understand what was being asked of me and what I was prepared to do moving mm-hmm. forward. You know what I'm saying? What was the cost? What was the cost? And there have been costs. Yeah.
Yes. It's a battle. You know, a lot of our ego and a lot of things we do are just reflexive or habitual, you know. And right. in fact, a lot of times, you know, we come out, we look used to, you look in the mirror and work on our hellos, hello, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things we do are habitual. So to really begin to, you find yourself falling back into old ways if you're not conscious. I go back to what Melissa was saying, to shed a sentiment, hence to me the importance of fasting, prayer, good prayer. Yeah, really tempering that flesh so that you can find out what is habitual, even if it's bad, what's habitual and what's really beneficial.
Correct.
And that's what the whole struggle is. I think a lot of what I get, when I say ego, it costs me my ego. But the price, if anything, I think that I was paid. The price that Wonderful Approach had given me was giving me tools to begin to engage and wage this, to sound like the comic books, this battle of light and dark, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, look, thank you for taking a minute for
comment
and everything else like that. Yeah, we need to understand that. And there may be somebody else that's battling that ego and really could use the extra words like, look, you're going to lose that. Go ahead and pay that. So you can move mm-hmm. forward, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely.
It's worth losing it. It's worth losing it. Some things are just worth the loss.
Correct.
You know, so, and the ego is one of them. So.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Thank you.
All right.
So
great show.
All right,
thank you. I'll be listening.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
All right. And look, and I got one more that I definitely got to get. And the reason why is because, and I love this. I love this about Wonderful Approach. You're going to get different answers from different people. This ain't cookie cutter. It can be. You know, if God goes through the process of making snowflakes different, if he goes through the process of making fingerprints different, not just for each person, each finger of each person, then we have to go through the process of creating ourselves. But everybody's process is going to be different. This is why we're here, working on this. So hold on, let me grab the caller real quick. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
Oh, hey, Prentice, how you doing?
I am well, how about yourself?
I am great and getting better. I'm great and
Absolutely.
Getting better. I'm going to take all that. I'm claiming all those blessings. Yes.
Absolutely, and you should, as we all should. One of the things that I know that I have, I wouldn't say I've necessarily had to give it up and sacrifice it, but it kind of opened my eyes. I might have been a little ignorant beforehand on just cultural differences.
Mm-hmm.
For things that I have learned when coming to
mm-hmm.
a Wonderful Approach.
Amen.
It's not like anything I've ever seen or done or, you know, I mean, I used to have the Baptist, I used to have Baptist and Presbyterian and Catholic God shoved
uh-huh.
down my throat. And it's just, that was not an approach that worked for me. You know, it's like I was literally, and most of you know my story, but I fought against God there for a while. And
yes.
against spirit, and really
mm-hmm.
and truly to see a whole nother way of
yes.
doing things, and again, a Wonderful Approach, obviously,
yes.
but to see a whole nother
Amen.
Way of being able to, you know, I always felt a connection to spirit. There's always been something above me, whether you call it God, whether you call it Muhammad, whether you call it, you know, the Holy Spirit, whatever it happens to be, Jesus, angels, there's always been something else, right? And I just, I needed a way that I could connect with that. And I think a wonderful approach has really helped me to do that, even through cultural differences, to be able to embrace that and understand. And, you know, so I gave up ignorance for this.
Amen. And guess what? Part of the cost. That's part of the cost. You're not going to be able to hold on to those old ways. They weren't working back then. So how are they going to work now? So absolutely, absolutely. I love it. I'm glad that was part of the cause because it shows. It shows. It shows.
Yeah.
It shows. And it's worth it, you know. So that's something that people need to understand. When you pay the cost in spirituality, just like Brother Ibrahim said, it's worth it. I get that back in tools.
Yeah.
I get that back in experiences and life relationships and everything else like that. I get that back, so I'm okay with paying the cost.
Yeah.
So
in this case, the positive cost outweighs the negativity
That's
of
right.
it. And, you know,
yeah.
when we say cost, a lot of times we think of it as negative and, oh, man, it's going to cost
yes.
me this. I got to give this up. But you know what? Giving up
yes.
those stupid things is what you
That's
need
right.
to give up in order to live your best life and to be your best
That's
person.
That's right. So correct. So correct. That is wonderful. I hope I'm going to be seeing you too next weekend.
Yes, ma'am. I will see you.
Got
and
it.
I'm bringing a friend.
Hey, here we go.
I'm bringing Mary Lou back with me. I will bring a friend.
Hey!
So, yes.
Oh, that would be so nice. Oh, I love it. I love it. Amen. I can't wait. I can't wait. Look, I got all South Carolina's going to be like, now you keep going to Charlotte. We right here. I'm coming, South Carolina. I'm coming. But look, how important, you know, now that you see the show develop, now do you understand the cost versus the price? And something that Prentice said that I got to repeat. We hear cost and we think of something negative. Cost does not mean negative. Cost just means that's the exchange. There's an exchange that's required. You know, God wants the world from us, literally. Let me take that world out of you because that world's not holy. That world is not positive. That world is let me take that world out of you. Give me that world part, and you can have all of these spiritual gifts and wonders and tools and, but let me take that world from you. Honestly, we exchange a cost for the worth of something. So when I go into the store and I'm asking about the coffee and I don't like Starbucks, it doesn't taste good to me. I'm sorry. So it's not worth what they're asking for. You see? That's the cost. So think about your spirit, okay? Think about your soul. Think about your energy. Is that worth what God is asking for the cost? And 100% it is. So you see where we're going? Don't be afraid to pay that cost for your spirit, for peace of mind. All the things that you get on the back end, that's what you're paying for. So, I mean, the list is so long, but if you have any question as to what the cost is for, go to your gratitude journal. Go to your gratitude journal. Go and see what you're thankful for. Go and see what is good and positive in your life. Go do that. Go down your gratitude journal. And that's the cost you pay. So I know some of the costs I pay, Lord, especially during devotion, during the mother study, I am requested to wake up even earlier and make additional prayers. So there's a cost of sleep sometimes. there's a cost of, and this is a cost I paid very early in life. And at first it was difficult, and I think it was difficult just because I was so young. But I pay the cost of being different. And that's a hard cost for young people to pay. And it's a cost I'm extremely familiar with. I'm familiar with having to be different, looking different, sounding different, knowing that I was different. I never fit in. And then I get with our tribe. I get with Mother Eagle Ministries. I see our people doing, I said, oh, I'm unique. You know, I am different, but right here, these are my people. So, but that was something that very, very young I learned. And then, of course, I had to teach my children. I said, there's us and them. And so when we have conversations, it's like, yes, them was getting on my nerves. They're not being grammatically incorrect. What they're saying is this population right here who does not understand me, doesn't understand my religious practices, doesn't understand possibly some of my eating habits or lack of eating or whatever, they are not getting me. I'm different from them. So that's part of the cost. You can't be of the world. Part of the cost also, there is a financial cost. Candles, look, not only are candles not cheap, that in Georgia they're hard to find, it seems. I feel like I'm always hunting for them. Like I can never have enough, and I'm stocking up on them. So, you know, we got all these candles all over the place. We do travel. We have the pleasure of traveling. I love it. So that costs money to get in your car. And gas these days, oh, my goodness. It costs, what else does spirituality do? Studying. Studying. Yes. It costs, you know, oh, right here, I wrote it down. Would you kiss your mother with that mouth? Oh, my goodness. So that language thing is real. It is so real. And when you think you've grown, you think I can say what I want to say and do what I want to say. Not really, though. You need to go and clean that mouth out. I told you, all the swear jars go to Haiti, We Hear You. So every, you know, Haiti, We Hear You is a continuous fundraiser, continuous. They do that every single month. That money is going to these families. And so during devotions, everybody with these juicy swear jars, I'm like, hey now. So this is something we need to be working on all the time because, you know, would you kiss your mother with that mouth? I'm going to take it a step further. Would you pray to God with that mouth? So, like, what do? Did you, like, curse and then wash your mouth out before you pray? Or, like, really? Would you use a tool that God has given to you for prayer for curse words, bad language, bad attitude, bad anything? Would you take a gift from God and kick it? Because this is what you do when you get in these modes of ungrateful. This is what you do when you get in these modes, when you allow that depression to just dictate what you do and how you do it, how you're going to treat people, how you're going to speak to people. Would you take a gift and kick it? I wouldn't. I don't know when I'm going to get another one. No, I got to hold on to this gift, you know, and treasure this gift because I don't want to ever seem ungrateful for everything that God does for me, including helping my lungs fill up with air, including making sure all my body functions is functioning, even when I'm asleep. I'm tired. Now, I didn't create no universe today. I wasn't even close. I didn't birth any children. I didn't do none of that. I went to work. I came home. That was it. And I am so thankful for all the times and places and spaces when I was too tired to do my own stuff, and God was like, I got it. I'm going to make sure you keep breathing. Don't worry about that part. Am I going to take the very breath that God has given me and allow that to be utilized negatively? So when you start talking about, see, to me, that's part of the cost. See, when you realize and have that relationship with God, you realize, no, I don't want to take anything for granted. I don't want to seem ungrateful because I'm not. And so there's so many things that we're working on and that I know we can do better. I know we can just focus and concentrate on God. You know, that gratitude list, even when I'm having rough days, because I can tell you, every day is not sunshiny. Just because I'm smiling don't mean that I'm not fighting back tears every now and again. Don't mean I don't have difficulties. And I say me because I'm speaking right now, transparent. So I acknowledge that every day may not be the best sunshiny day. But I promise you, it's always better than what it could be. And it's better because God has given us grace and has allowed us compassion. You know, God is merciful. So, you know, there are 99, you know, Islam has the 99 names. Remember every devotion, every single devotion. I'm like, I'm going to get all 99. And I usually am good on up until about 50. You know, I need to get smart and follow Melissa's lead. And Melissa's like, I'm getting a head start now. So that's what I really need to do. But to know that you have the master of peace looking after you, when you know you have the great provider looking after you, when you know you have, you know, the one that only these names can be utilized for because they are so majestic, looking after little old you, it makes you say, hey, I can pay whatever cost you need me to. If I got it, I can pay it. Because I get to receive all that from you. So when we're dealing with the cost, there is a cost. I'm not going to blindside you with that. I don't want you thinking that, you know, the price is sunflowers and sunshine. I don't want you thinking that just because you get dressed up and go into church that that's going to be sufficient. I promise you, even the pastor has a price for you. So let's get into the cost of our spirituality, of living this good, righteous life, of building forward, and then this is how we're going to keep things going. This is how we lay down the foundation for our children to follow. This is how we're going to make sure that we're not being naive with our own life. Pay the cost, okay? Be okay with the cost. Know that that price ain't it. There's more coming. Be okay with it. Like we do with every program, we end in prayer. Please don't let this be the last prayer that you hear. Until next Wednesday, we've got to keep up with our prayer life. This is unlocking prayer in your life unlocks a language in which you can speak to God in. How wonderful. Even if it's only to learn please and thank you. You know, I'm not running out of time. One of the many jobs I've had in this world was I used to work with hard of hearing children. And so I learned some very basic sign language. And one of the things that I learned, I was insistent on learning, was please and thank you. Because if I couldn't say nothing else to you, I could say nothing else to these children. I wanted to know when they were saying please and thank you, and I wanted to be able to say it back to them. So basics, the cost is to thank you. Pay the cost so that you can go and have this open communication. Those children appreciated me learning their language. God will appreciate you learning your prayer. Okay? Going into prayer, Father, Mother, God, I thank you sincerely with all of my heart for allowing me the ability to come here this evening and to make this prayer. I am thankful for those people, places, and spaces in my life where I can truly be myself, which is a child of God, which is a righteous child. God, I thank you for giving me the knowledge of you and allowing me to build from where I am to where I will be. God, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness. I thank you because I'm not a perfect person. I'm working on that. I'm working on me. I appreciate you extending the opportunity for me to work on myself. God, I know that there are still some bumps and dips in the road ahead. I appreciate your love and compassion in allowing me some protection on my feet as we go through these challenges in life. God, I would like to ask you to allow everyone to have a moment with you, to share and understand in your understanding, to be taught by your words, to be touched by the angels that are surrounding you and that surround us, our guardian angels, our ancestors. God, I ask you to strengthen that protection around me and everyone on the line, my physical family, my spiritual family. God, please keep a watch over us. Those bearers of light, there's always someone or something trying to dim that light. God, thank you for the protection that we have received. Thank you for my physical health, my emotional health that is always growing, my mental health, which is always in need of care. God, thank all those that are creating that protection around me. Thank you sincerely, God. Please bless them and their families as they take on sacrifices that are needed. God, I want to thank you for even the challenges because they're teaching us constantly. I want to thank you for the blessings. God, I want to make prayer for those that cannot, that don't know you yet. Allow my words to count for them as they go forward in their life as they begin to have that relationship with you, God. I want to thank you for the children. May they be protected in their sleep. May they be protected as they wake. May their minds be protected. I ask all things in your name. Amen.